everybody, and a welcome back to Hollywood Knockbusters. I'm your host, Jonathan Moody, and I think this guest hasn't been. Have you been on Hollywood Knockbusters yet?
Not to my knowledge.
No, I don't think you have.
I'm not
But
like most of your shows, but not this one.
I know you. Well, you're gonna at some point you'll be on all of them, I think. At
I'm
some
sure.
point, I still need to get you on Maneaters too, and we're almost ending that, so you need to get on
I
that.
do
Oh, you
Maneaters.
do Maneaters. You do
Sharks.
Maneaters all the time. God, what am I thinking? Shark
I did
Swarm
Shark, maybe
and you
another
did
one.
Croc. Yeah.
I forgot about Croc. God, it's been
Yeah,
a while.
well, everybody's forgotten about
Maneaters.
Croc, you know. That
I forgot about him.
yeah, because Croc was a Croc, you know. But you
I
know,
enjoyed Shark Swarm,
Shark
but
Swarm was a little long, but
it
was
was like
kind of
4 hours, three and a
I
half.
know, it was way
The
too long.
two-parter, anyway. Getting
Yeah.
ahead of ourselves here.
All right. Anyway, we're talking about other shit that's not Hollywood Knockbusters, and talking about this movie because I picked this movie. Oh, by the way, it's Madeline Deering. If I didn't already announce you, I don't think I did. But hi, Madeline.
Oh.
So Maddie and I were chatting, and at one point I saw that she had liked this little movie called Freddy Got Fingered. And I, so for Hollywood Knockbusters, most of the time, and there have been some exceptions, but most of the time it's movies that that people love but sort of either did not do very well in the box office, or people sort of don't talk about as much anymore like they should. I feel like I think Empire Records may have done well, but like I feel like it's not as talked about, you know, or
I only
whatever.
just heard about it a few years ago and I watched it, but I
That's true.
never heard about it before. And like it's been out for years. When did they come out? Like,
95, I
I thought it
think.
was mid-90s. I feel like
Yeah,
it's just,
95. That's what I'm saying. Like 95, I think.
just said because it's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Anyway.
In my opinion, it's a classic because I grew up with it. Like I love the movie. And but we already did that one, and so we're gonna do Freddy Got Fingered,
One of the
which
greatest comedies of all time, in my humble opinion.
I may disagree on that just because I have so many comedies I love to death, and this I don't think will be like there, but it's kind of like it. I can see where people enjoy it. I can also see where people would hate this movie
Oh,
so
for
bad.
sure, because it is a very specific audience.
Right. So I'm sure you're a Tom Green fan since the beginning.
You know, I wasn't even really since the beginning. I watched some of his stuff, and actually, the first time I rented Freddy Got Fingered, I was like, what the fuck is this? And I didn't really know how I felt about it. And then I kept thinking about it and kind of laughing about it. And then I watched it again and I was hooked. But I mean, upon first watch, I really wasn't that into it, to be honest. But
I will
for
tell
some
you.
reason, I kept going back, and it's just, you know, it's in my like top five favorite comics of all time, and I'm,
So I will
but
tell you,
yeah.
this is the first time I watched it all the way through.
Is it really?
Yes, because I do remember renting this movie and thinking, I
Yes.
like the Tom Green show, you know, right? I thought he was pretty funny. Your bum is on my lips, that kind of shit, you know,
Yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Thought that was kind of stupid, kind of funny. Then I was like, nope, can't do a whole hour and a half of this. Nope. He is good for 20 minutes and that's it. Get in, get out. But I was like, oh man, I can't do it. So when I was watching this, I was watching on Plex. By the way, I do not recommend watching anything on Plex. Plex has like commercials, 2 minute commercials every 5 minutes, pretty
I
much.
can't deal with that.
It is way worse than Tubi. And I don't know if they have like you know, you can pay to get rid of the commercials, but they should because this is it is utterly ridiculous. Like Tubi at least is a little, you know, is a little better, and they'll go down to like, you know, they'll have maybe ones that are like six or seven ads, but then they'll go down to like one or two ads, you
Yeah.
know, and everything. And so
A lot of
that.
times it'll be one ad. I'll be like, oh, I got time to go to the bathroom. Come back and the movie's already started again. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, so I don't, yeah.
Don't think Tubi's ads are that bad. But I don't think I've ever actually watched anything on Plex, to be honest. So
Scary Story Slumber Party was on Plex. I don't know if it still is. My movie I made. So I
Yeah,
always like to,
been
I
meaning
mean,
to
I,
watch
for
it.
anything, I will tell people to go watch that if they want to. But I'll also say it's also on Kings of Horror, and that's what I'd promote probably a little bit more because I'm friends with the guys who do Kings of Horror. So, but anywho, yeah. So I was watching this movie and going, like it was just commercials, 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 and I was like, oh God, like am I gonna be able to finish this movie? I think I had to do it in like two or three times, kind of increments because I had
That's
like yesterday
horrible.
was super busy, so but I did watch it. I did watch the whole thing, and I enjoyed it, but it did make me like in the beginning go, oof, oof, oof. I can see why I turned this off to begin with, because the stuff from the very beginning of him, saying proud, and I sent you that gif, and everything. It's so funny. Or gif? Is
Where's
it
Noah
gif or
Baron,
gif?
Freddy?
Which one?
Where's your LeBaron?
Yeah, where's your LeBaron? I always, for some reason, I always thought Tom Green was Freddy.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of people think that.
Yeah, so it got very confusing when he was called Gord. And I was
Yeah.
like, what the fuck? Why is his name Gord? I thought, because like the first kid when he's skateboarding goes, get him, Gord. And I'm like, isn't his name Freddy? And then you watch the movie and then you're like, oh, Freddy's Eddie K. Thomas. By the
Yes.
way, what a fucking cast.
Oh,
Holy
it's an
shit.
amazing cast. Ridiculous.
Rip Torn and Julie Haggerty, if both of them were my parents, I would, oh, like,
They're hilarious.
they are hilarious. But I mean, Julie, honestly, I think this was one of my least favorite performances by Julie, and it wasn't like that. That's not saying a lot because like she's done so much, that like I can see why maybe like this one would be sort of my least favorite, like Just Friends, Airplane, what about Bob? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah,
and
she's
she's
done
always
so
playing
much.
the mother and all of them.
Yeah.
Or well, Airplane she wasn't, but that was when she was a little bit
Airplane's
younger.
also one of the greatest comedies of all time, so
Which one?
in my opinion, Airplane.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I love Airplane.
Yeah. That's a movie that still holds up today
It
as like
definitely does.
jokes. Now this movie was mainly, I felt like mainly the jokes were the jokes were more of him like being Tom Green,
Oh yeah, for sure.
the first thing where he runs up to the cow and stuff, which I almost felt like that was fi like that was just, not even planned. They just
It
saw
doesn't
that.
feel like a lot of this stuff is planned, to be honest.
Yeah, I wonder if
Stuff like
he,
that, anyway.
I mean, yeah, stuff like that. Or but then, then there's the other characters like fucking Drew Barrymore is in this movie. Were
Yeah. Drew
they
Barrymore.
dating at the time or something? Like
If I'm not
what
mistaken.
they were?
I believe so. I could be mistaken, but I think they were.
There was a scene at the end where like the outtakes where they start like making out, and everything. And I'm like, I don't think Drew Barrymore would just do that to like any like
I don't think
whatever.
so.
I think they were, it felt like they were dating at the plus, I mean, I hate to say it, but I think if they weren't dating, Drew wouldn't have shown up in this movie. Like, I just don't think.
I agree.
I
Actually,
think,
I agree.
yeah, I think because it's such a small part, it's almost kind of like, I mean, it's a funny part. It gets a lot of laughs, I guess, but it's not, like she's doing, at that time she was doing stuff like the, well, she was doing 50 First Dates and, what was that? That one with Jimmy Fallon, the one that felt like a fucking Adam Sandler flick, but it wasn't. It was Jimmy Fallon flick. The
I
Boston
honestly.
Red Sox one that he did. Oh,
Oh, is
Pitch
that
Perfect, something like that,
Pitch
right?
Perfect?
Yeah.
No, not Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect is
No, that's the
Summer Catch.
fever pitch. Fever
Fever
pitch.
Pitch.
It did have a
Summer Catch.
pitch in there. It just was Pitch Perfect was
Yeah. I was like, no, don't
the
insult Pitch Perfect. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen Fever Pitch.
You can't say that. That's not an insult. It's just
I
not
was joking,
a
but I do
different
love Pitch
movie.
Perfect. I've never seen Fever Pitch, so I'll change that, I promise.
Well, also Fever Pitch did not get a sequel, but it wouldn't have gotten a sequel. They were just lucky that they actually filmed the same year, same time as the Red Sox winning the World Series.
Oh, really? I
Because
think I remember hearing about all that, actually.
So it's a good movie. I don't maybe it'll be a Hollywood knockbuster because I don't think it made a lot of money. I think it
Don't
was
think
kind of a
so.
bomb, which maybe it did, but don't quote me on that. But I'm just saying, I don't think it, because I definitely did not get a sequel, but I don't think there could have been a sequel. And most of like Adam Sandler movies, most of them don't get sequels.
No.
So, and that was Jimmy Fallon, but like it felt like Adam Sandler said no to that script, and probably because it was a Boston Red Sox and he's a Yankees fan, And there's a very big thing with that. Though my dad, interestingly enough, actually thinks Adam Sandler is from like Boston area or something. I'm like, no, dude, he's from New York. And he thinks it because he did a Boston accent in a skit once, and he did like an amazing Boston accent.
He's an
But
actor.
yeah, and he's probably been to Boston, a bunch of times, and he knows what the accent tastes
Yeah.
it tastes like, sounds like. So anyway, to go back to this movie, which once again, Eddie K. Thomas playing Freddy. I mean, he was really big on American Pie, though he's sort of one of those actors, kind of feel sorry for him because like American Pie was an ensemble, cast, and a lot of those
Yeah.
guys really went off to be big celebrities, like, Jason Biggs and Sean William Scott for sure. And they already had Tara Reid and, all these other actors
She's in
who
Sharknado, so she's obviously the biggest star of them all.
I heard she didn't want to do it originally. She
She
almost turned it
didn't.
down, yeah. And I don't blame her, but it
She's like, no one's gonna see this movie. Boom, Sharknado's huge, but that's beside the point.
yeah, it's so huge that the day that I was gonna interview Thunder 11, like after it was getting released and everything, he was on Good Morning America, and I'm going through like getting food or whatever at the grocery store. I'm in line, and this woman looks over at the cashier and goes, have you seen that stuff about that Sharknado movie? And I'm like, holy shit, this movie
Yeah.
is that movie's crazy. So I felt like, oh man, I'm talking to a god now, like
But
I feel
you
bad
are.
for Thunder though, because in a way, because he made that movie, but honestly, he had the chance to direct it and he turned it down.
I
He
didn't
told
know
me.
that actually. Somehow I didn't know that.
When I interviewed him, he talked about that. He actually was asked to direct that, or he could direct another one of his scripts, but he was going to write both. And he decided to direct the one that didn't get very famous, which is I think it was like a mockbuster of what one of those Will Smith movies, or like Afterlife or something,
Okay.
After Earth, After Earth. And
I
so
know
it's
the
like,
movie you mean, I think, but I haven't seen it.
so anyway, see, and that's the problem, is like, that movie that he did didn't get that he directed didn't get the recognition. I would have been like, let's do Sharknado because Shark, but he thought Shark, the other one was going to be the better movie. He thought Sharknado was going to be trash and nobody was going to watch it. Just,
Everyone watched it.
yeah, everybody watch it, which he was on for all, I think almost all the sequels, except for maybe the last one, that he did.
5 and 6, he was
Five and
on
six. That
Grinder
sucks.
for you.
After a while, because you know what, all these people were going, oh, I could write you a, another, one on Twitter, and I'm like, oh my God, dude, no, they're gonna give it, hopefully give it to the writer of the original. They're not gonna just let
Yeah.
some random people on the internet write. Like, people are dumb. Like, why do people
Oh,
think
they
like,
are.
People
They
think
always think they can do better. Like, no.
they're like, oh, I've got an idea for the second one or third one or whatever. Let me go and write it. I'm like, dude, no, that's not how it works. You don't just go on Twitter and tell people you want to write something, or whatever. You get a fucking agent, you write something close to it, and then they see it, and then they go, hey, I want you to, want you to write one of our things. Though, if you're getting an agent, you may not go to the asylum. I mean,
Probably not.
that's kind of a, last ditch effort for a lot of people, but including myself. So I'm not, whatever. So what is it? So Eddie K. Thomas, freaking Harlan Williams was in this movie. I think that was his
Yeah.
name. Harlan, was that, is how you say it? There's like, yeah, Harlan Williams, the dude from freaking Rocket Man. Remember that movie?
I remember it, but I don't can't say if I've ever actually seen it. But I can see the VHS cover in my head.
He was also in like Dumb and Dumber. He was the state
Yeah.
trooper who drinks the piss,
Such a classic moment.
and he was also later, and There's Something About Mary, also done by the same guys who did Dumb and
Yeah.
Dumber, where he was like the hitchhiker who like meets Ben Stiller, or whatever, and he was gonna like kill him or something, or whatever, and then somehow or another he got out of it or whatever, but that he was so funny. I mean, I've always liked him, but Rocket Man was so stupid. It was dumb.
I
And he
really need
makes
to watch
this
it.
movie, and he's like the normal guy, He's because he was Tom Green before Tom Green. He was like this fart, laughing, stupid, character and guy. And now all of a sudden, he's in a movie where the guy is way more crazy than he is, and kind of puts him to shame.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else was in this
Anthony
movie?
Michael Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall, man, I love him.
I love his fucking character in this movie.
Have you met him yet?
No, you know what? He was supposed to be at a convention one time I was at. He had to cancel for whatever reason, so I've never actually met him, but I've always been a big fan of his.
Wouldn't it suck if he had to cancel because he did Halloween Kills?
Yeah, actually, but that was before Halloween Kills, thankfully.
I would be so pissed
Evil
later.
dies tonight.
It's so funny because I remember you ever seen it? So there's a movie that Lacey Liu and Dustin Hubbard and I are going to do at some point for Hollywood Blockbusters called Trojan War. And it is, it's Will Friedle from Boy Meets World. And Jennifer Love Hewitt was in it too. And at that time, they were actually dating. So there was like their chance to like be on whatever. But like their best friends who, in the movie, who the guy gets the chance to have sex with the hot. Whatever. With a hot like
Whatever.
high school woman,
Yeah.
whatever, high school girl, and so they're high school age, and he gets that. So he gets, yeah, but he forgets to bring condoms, so he has Trojan War. So he has to go to the
Pretty
grocery
classic
store, and then there's just like this
title.
big epic stuff just to try to get the condoms. Like he goes through like hell and everything, and there's one scene with Anthony Michael Hall, and he's like the bus driver from hell, and he is so funny in it. Like he is, oh, but it, I was like, that's Anthony, that's fucking Gary, from,
Yeah.
he doesn't look anything like, even in this movie, he does not look anything like what he looked like as a kid,
Now, I actually really got into Anthony Michael Hall, what with the Dead Zone, the TV show he was on. That's when, and then I, watched a lot of his older stuff, which I had seen some of it, but that's really when I became kind of a big fan of his. I used to really like that show.
But, and then like, yeah, there was like what, Breakfast Club, obviously, and
Obviously, yeah.
I just mentioned Weird Science, and tons of
He was
these
on so much.
And he was part of the Brat Pack, you know. But he is so great in this movie.
He's hilarious.
He is hilarious. He's a animating producer, I guess. And so
Yeah.
that's Gord just wants to get his doodles or his drawings, whatever you want to call them, his animation, and have them be animated. And what is it? Anthony Michael Hall's character Davidson or something gives
Yeah,
him
Davidson. Dave
gives him
Davidson. Dave, are
Dave.
you Dave Davidson? I'm a woman. Did I ask you?
He's dressed up like a Bobby, you know.
No fucking way.
And he says, but he gives him the best advice, ever. And because he's like, so I shouldn't blow my head? And it's like, no, just keep going, going, and going. And if it
Yeah.
doesn't work in like a few years, then you can blow your head off.
It's so good.
I was like, oh man, that
It
is
goes
just the
all
funniest.
out.
Yeah. But I'm like, that was obviously scripted, so Tom Green probably was just having fun with that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And
The
so
weird thing is Dave Davidson's character is like he's an asshole, but like he's not a total fucking asshole because, well, yeah, he does say if it doesn't work in a few years, blow your brains out or whatever, but like he takes the time to actually give him some advice and stuff, and like I don't know, I don't actually hate his character
oh
as
no, not at
much.
all. I don't hate his character at
He's
all.
actually like he's great.
Well,
Fuck, he writes him a check. Zebras in America, man.
yeah. So at
Yeah,
one
he's such
point,
a great character.
so have you ever seen like Disaster Artist?
Oh yeah, of
Like,
course.
yeah, the Tommy Wiseau story. But when Tommy goes in and bothers Judd Apatow while Judd
Yeah.
Apatow is trying to eat food and everything, and he's like, "Do you want me to do audition for you?" Whatever. And he's like, "So I want you to get out of here," right?
Yeah.
That's how people generally, treat
Exactly.
people who do that stuff. And this is what he's doing, whether or not, he's coming up and saying, "Look at my shit. This is not how you do things," you don't. But his character's different because his character's actually still like isn't trying to tell him like, security, get this guy out of here. He's just like, why are you following me? Like, all right, fine. You want some advice? Let me take a look at your stuff. Let me see.
Exactly, and that's what
He
I
looks
love.
at it, looks at it, and he's like, oh, this is terrible. Like, these characters don't make any sense. And he's pointing that out to him and making and giving him valuable advice where he says that you have to become like the animal or think like the animals and stuff
Get
like
inside
that.
the
Get
animals.
inside the animals, which he takes that literally and
Way too literally.
gets inside the deer. But just because I that's do you think Gord's character is like mentally challenged in some way or another?
Probably.
I mean, he's got to be like on the spectrum of something,
Yeah, I would say so.
which is so funny because Tom Green is not at all.
No.
Like Tom Green is like the exact opposite of that, I'm sure. He's
Just.
like a savant, but not the idiot kind. He's a very smart guy, and he knows, he knows his shit, and he was able to take his character he plays for the Tom Green show and make a whole movie with him just being that way, where he's just yelling random shit at people and then, masturbating animals and shit like that, which you will not see anywhere else, like
Slings
nobody.
a fetus around.
That scene almost got me to like be like, all right, this is a little bit too much
The
because
way they
like,
like out the tambourines or whatever and stuff like
yeah, they're playing that and then he was going whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
that.
And then like I'm like, that would kill the baby. Hello. Like there's no way. And then he just grabs the baby and just brings it to her. I'm like,
Oh, God.
and then he chews the umbilical cord.
He's got a tape to him later just for fun.
Was it for fun? I don't know what the
He
point was of it
says.
because later it sounded like I thought he was saying that that was his umbilical cord, But I'm like, wait, that's obviously taped. So what are you doing?
She's trying to, suck his
Suck his cock. She keeps
cock.
saying that like a million times, Which, by the way, that was Marissa Coughlin, who was in like Super Troopers and Teaching Mrs. Tingle and tons of other stuff. I think she's
Yeah.
now a writer. She writes stuff
I
now.
didn't realize that.
What?
Good for her. I didn't realize that. I haven't followed her career or
Well,
anything.
I didn't either until I watched this movie and I just looked her up on IMDb and stuff, and I was like, oh shit. So she's doing shit. But yeah, that's so amazing. Like all the cast, how people are just down for all of this. That
Yeah,
kid that
and
just
for
keep
such a ridiculous movie, like,
Yeah. Like that kid that just keeps getting hit.
that's such a great running gag.
I know, like they really kept it going where it still made me laugh every single time something happened to that poor kid. I was like, and then like at the end he gets like
Sucked
cut,
in
I
the end.
guess, but he still is like, Dad, I'm okay, I'm okay. And I'm like,
It's so good.
is he alive? Like what happened? Because you don't see like he's off camera saying that, but
I wouldn't
obviously.
think too seriously about this movie.
I do that all the time. I overthink all of these things. I guarantee you Paul would hate this movie, but he would love it in the
Ever seen
same
it?
he should love it. No, I don't think he's seen it because I think he thinks it would be so dumb. And I'm like, yeah, that's literally the point. He is
Exactly.
this is a troll movie. This is a movie that this dude got millions of dollars to
Yep.
make whatever he wanted to make. And this is what he made.
He
And
made, yeah.
I think he had creative control,
Definitely did.
because like he did shit that most studios would be like, I don't want you eating an umbilical cord. Like that's chomping through that shit. Like that's like tone that down, or whatever. Or even, I mean, it gets kind of dark with him, like, the whole title is Freddy Got Fingered, and it's
Exactly.
about him telling the therapist that his dad touched his brother, fingered his brother and shit. Like, I'm like, ah,
I mean, the
like,
title says it all, and you don't really realize, and then you watch it, you're like, oh, fuck.
I mean, after it doesn't happen till like more than halfway through the movie, and so you're like, by that time you're not even thinking about the title. Like
Exactly.
I almost thought the title was fake, like a title was just like, let me just make a movie title that just says something and doesn't even have it in there, but no, he talks about the fingering and all that stuff, and then his father gets drunk and tries to tell him to fuck him. And his mom sees and leaves because she doesn't believe the father anymore, even though she saw that out of context, I guess. But I mean, like, I don't know. And it was such a weird fucking movie. But once again, the dude takes
You're one of a
everything.
kind movie, and there will never be another movie like it.
Well, his character takes everything literally because I think he just can't see, other than that. Like he can't think any other way than that. Like he's that sort of mentally challenged that he sees everything. So when she says, eat, read, and do your whatever, he does this where he's has all those
You like sausage?
contraptions and stuff.
Would you like some sausage?
Yes. So he has that, and I'm like, damn, like he takes everything literally. He
Yeah.
literally does. And so I and then he says something to because he notices the girls in the wheelchair, so they say, and once again, these are things like some of these things you can't say
No.
now. Like you can't say the R word, like re
Yeah, I
and
actually do hate that word, but
I
yeah.
do too, and it wasn't until I until I like so when I was in LA, I had a roommate who had mentally handicapped, or just handicapped, I don't know, whatever, but she hates that word, and I accidentally said it. It wasn't like it because it was still part of my vocab, and she got really mad at me and walked stormed off, and I said, really got to get rid of that word, not just for her, but like, because it is not a very nice word. It's like saying the N-word, right? Like, to me, it's saying the R-word, you don't, nobody wants to say it. Now, people could argue, like, a lot of people say you're not allowed to say midget anymore. And that's an actual, I think that's almost like a clinical term, so I don't ever, but there was a joke from John Mulaney where he said that he wasn't allowed to say midget anymore on air, and he said, oh, I'd love to say that. Yes, I, right? Like, I would love to be able to say this. Why can't I? Right? And they said, because it's just like saying the N-word. He goes, no, it is not. Because
Yeah, I think
there's the
that's fair.
biggest difference right there is that you can say midget right there and not feel weird, but you don't even say the N-word. You actually say it's called the N-word. Nobody actually says it.
Exactly.
So but now, yeah, I think the R-word is there, and they say that a few times in this movie, and it kind of made me cringe a little bit seeing it. But
You also think that, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, it's the dad who says it a couple times, and his dad's kind of an asshole. It can fit for his character, and it's not saying it. You know what I mean?
that is true. The dad
Already
calls.
think he's kind of a fucking asshole. So it doesn't bother me as much because it's not saying it for comedic effect. It's like, oh, wow, this guy's a dick.
Yeah, he was saying that about his son, about Gordon, and then Gordon even says, I'm not one. Don't call me that, And
Yeah, I think it can. I don't so much find it offensive here. It's not used for humor. It's used. You can
I
see Gort's like, man.
mean, there are already enough shit to be offended by, so
Exactly.
but
So if you're offended by that, again,
yeah.
which yeah, I get, but.
But yeah, that's re ridiculous. And that's what I'll say that instead of the R word. It's another R word, but it's a better R word to me because it gets the same thing across, just saying that's ridiculous or whatever, than saying it like that. But
Yeah,
anyway,
for sure.
so yeah, so the movie is
Ridiculous.
really ridiculous. And Shaquille O'Neal has a cameo in this movie, and it was the weirdest cameo I've ever seen. Where he was with Julie Haggerty, who looked different. I guess for him, she made herself look a little different. More makeup or whatever it was. But I didn't recognize her at first, and I'm like, oh crap, it's the mom.
That seems so funny.
Yeah.
It's so random. All the
Well,
cameras, all that.
that's because he finally so Gord Gord Gordon fi or Gord Gord I don't know if his full name's Gordon. I'm guessing it is. They just call him Gord for
I
short.
assume, but yeah, I don't think it's ever said.
But Gord took Dave Davidson's advice, trying to make a characters that were more relatable and more interesting and get inside their heads. So we created these like
Zebras in America.
zebras in the what?
In America.
Zebras in America. That's right.
My moves.
And then so they go, they're zebra people, basically half zebra, half people, humans or whatever. And they don't get along with the centaurs, who are like, one thing, and then they don't get along with the humans, so they have to be in their own like place or whatever, and they have to do human stuff or what, whatnot. So the and one of the characters is the dad. So he goes to explain to Dave Davidson this stuff, and the dad finds out where he's going, which, once again, I guess I should be overthinking it, but how did he know where exactly the sun was? Like, you know, because he just knew LA. LA's a
Yeah.
pretty freaking big town. Like, how, like, and there's a lot of animation places, you know, animating places. Like, how did he know? But, like, we don't really need to know that. It doesn't
No.
matter. He's coming, he's come to the place and he kicks Drew Barrymore's ass. And then he comes to the he comes to was it into the room. He busts in the room just as he, Tom Green is explaining, Gord's explaining about zebras in America and how this would work, and Dave Davidson doesn't understand it because he thinks it looks like the people look too mean, you know.
Yeah, he's like, there's no one who's like this. And then his dad comes in and fucks shit up. And he's like,
Like, did
I
you
wasn't
plan
gonna run
that?
it.
Who was that? Oh, is that, you know, did you set this whole thing up? You no, he did not. Oh man. And you can see that Anthony Michael Hall's character, Dave Davidson, thought that this was all a gag because when he's
Yeah.
getting chased by him, he's like, oh, I'm getting chased. You know, like, that is the funniest. It's one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen Anthony Michael Hall do. I'm like, man, I just, oh, he needs to do more comedies like this.
He does, really.
Yeah. I met him in person and I was absolutely stone drunk, like completely like blacked out drunk, apparently. And I asked him like three different times, or maybe two different times, but I asked him why he wears suits at conventions. And so the third time or whatever is when I was actually finally sober the next morning on Sunday, you know, and everything. I said, oh, why do you wear suits? And he goes, yeah, you asked me this three times already, but I'll let you know. I wear it because I like to look professional, you know, at all the conventions and stuff. And I was like, it's a good reason. Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like Sam Raimi always dresses up in a suit when he
Yeah.
goes to direct and stuff, and he says he likes to look professional. So I don't know if Anthony Michael Hall got it from him or if Sam Raimi got it from Anthony Michael Hall, maybe, or they just both had their own thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have they worked together?
Not that I can think of, but I could be
No,
wrong.
I could be wrong too, but I don't think so either. Man, they need to. Sam, hook that up.
They
You
need to
know,
change that
I
ASAP.
know. I would love to work with them. I would love to see them work and I would love to work with them. I'll write something for them to make. That'd be awesome. Me and Madeline will write something for you guys to make. You guys just get in touch with us. We'll do it.
Yes, exactly. They should
Wheeling
be
and
watching.
dealing on the show. And it'll be a comedy and we'll put Tom Green in it as a cameo.
We have to.
You know, but it'll be an
I've seen
Anthony Michael Hall
Green do stand up.
comedy. What?
I've seen Tom Green do stand up before, and he's just
Yeah,
like,
our buddy Matt Skinner just went to like it twice already or something
yeah,
too.
he's seen him a bunch. I'm
Yeah.
lucky I got to see him once. So it was like in 2020 before, you know.
Before COVID, so like February.
Yeah, I think it was February.
So it was tw 2020 BC. Not
Yes.
AC.
Yes. But he was wonderful and
That's
hilarious.
great. I would love to meet him sometime, but
I'd love to actually meet
it's
him.
yeah, or see him on a show. But like, I got to see Jason Mewes on a show, do a show. Paul and I did. He's not a stand-up comic like Kevin's a little bit more funnier on his stand-up comedy than Kevin Smith is than Jason Mewes. Jason Mewes is, you know, kind of hit or miss. But I loved being there and seeing him do it.
Yeah, of course.
Talk and some of the stories he talked about. So a lot of them are like, I think all of them are like true stories that happened to him, you know, or whatever. But you know, Kevin, he's just a talker, you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, I definitely would love to see Tom Green. I just haven't really gone to many events. Like, I think I'll be at Paul and I will most likely be at Cinema Wasteland in not coming up like, right now, but like in October,
Oh yeah,
and
I'll be there.
okay. So
I
we're hoping
assume.
to go there, and I want to hang out with J.R. Buchwalter and James L. Edwards and, that group of people if they're there,
JR is one of the nicest people.
I've heard
And
that.
so was James L. Edwards, by the way.
Have you met
Who doesn't
Charles
usually
Band?
go to Slam, but
Have you met Charles Band?
once.
Oh man, he was in. I've met him 3 times now. So I've met him when he did a road show and he came to Richmond, and
Yeah.
I got to watch, or we got to listen to him kind of do his talk, on stuff. He talked a lot about Ginger Dead Man and a few other things. And my friend
Crazy
Fer
stories about Gary Busey.
yes, exactly. I don't know if you've
But
been
I always
there.
hear.
Yeah, it's great stories.
I can imagine.
And then he, oh, by the way, I've interviewed Robin Sidney, and she has some great stories about him.
Oh, I bet.
She was locked in a fucking trailer with him.
Whew.
With him, like, and she was trying to get him to, like, oh, let's just read your lines. And he was like, oh. And
I can only
can you
imagine.
imagine if he's rocking the trailer, right? And go, what her mom, who's outside, because she was like, I think 18 at the time, like,
Oh my God.
is hearing on the other side of the door. And Charles Band
Ridiculous.
is like knocking on the thing. We need Robin out here to set up for the next scene and just to save her, but now they're married.
I know.
Yeah, it's so fucking nice. I like both of them. And she's told me, she told them about me before, about my
Oh,
movie
yeah.
stuff. So yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and then I met him and she's like, oh, this is the guy Jonathan I was telling you about. And he's like, oh hey, like I was like, ah, like that's an
Yeah, Charles was
introduction.
super cool when I met him.
Yeah.
Or met Robin, but.
You haven't met Robin yet? Yeah, you will one day.
One day.
Yeah. She comes to Texas Frightmare when he goes sometimes. So by the way, Texas Frightmare is turning 20 on the 2026. So I plan to be there for that. I'm hoping that's a really big show because, I mean, come on.
It should be
It's their
for, you know.
20th anniversary. Yeah. They started in 2006. Holy shit. I didn't start going into conventions till 2010. So,
My first convention was 2006 Rock and Shop in Worcester, Massachusetts.
wow, you must have been a baby then.
It was.
Yeah. You're a little Madeline running around. It's like I hear Brad Twig was a little kid running around Cinema Wasteland,
Yeah.
and told James L. Edwards that when he became a, director, he's gonna cast him in a movie. As a kid, he said that.
So
Like,
awesome.
yeah, that's sweet. So anyway, yeah. So back to Freddy Got Fingered, back to our regularly scheduled podcast.
Yes.
So yeah. So the Dave Davidson, makes the deal with Gord, and Gord gets $1 million, and then he just spends $1 million like buying jewels and a helicopter ride, and then like, and then to take that part of the house or whatever that his father was in and lift it to like India or something, I guess.
Yeah, something like that.
Like someplace in that area. So all the way out there. And so then they get turned into hostages, and then how do
They
they get
jack
out?
off an elephant and
Oh yeah, he does that, but that was like before he gets taken away as a hostage. He does that to,
you
and his
can't
dad is
skip
pissed off.
that part.
Yeah, skip, well, maybe my subconscious wanted to skip that part because I was like, that is the grossest thing I've ever seen. That is this movie. This movie is just, it's, somebody said it was a satire on the raunchy movies, right? Like, it was trying to show you how bad raunchy movies were, you know, kind of thing, by being a raunchy movie and doing that. But like, then it's just, to me, it was just a raunchy movie, you know?
Yeah, I never thought of it as a satire on raunchy movies. I mean, I guess that makes sense, but
I
I just think
guess,
of
I mean,
it as
it's just
raunchy
Tom
fucking.
Green.
Yeah, it's Tom Green being Tom Green
It's
and saying, fuck
exactly.
you to the studio, gave me all this money. I'm gonna make what I want to make.
I mean,
And how
like I said,
often
I
do
think
you
that has to be the
get into
thing.
trouble to make a movie like that?
I bet
Ever.
after that they were afraid to do stuff like that because, like, Tom
Yeah.
Green didn't direct like a sequel or anything like that afterwards.
No,
Like, this is movie
I
bombed.
wish.
Movie bombed. I mean,
And it's gotten a following now. It's on Criterion, whatever online channel, whatever.
what? It's on the Criterion Channel?
They haven't released it on Blu-ray or nothing, but it's on the channel.
Yeah, they got a DVD of it, I know. 'Cause I see it when I go to like mo a lot of the secondhand stores or whatever, like Goodwill or
Yeah.
movie store or whatever. I see I see Freddy Got Fingered on DVD. And I didn't buy it because I think I already have it at the studio, you know, and also I didn't
Yeah.
buy it because for the longest time wasn't really a fan. I decided to rewatch this movie because A, it is a Hollywood
Love it.
knockbuster, in my opinion. What my criterion for that, once again, is a movie that didn't do so well in the box office but has a cult following. But then once again I found ones that actually did do well in the box office, but that those are the ones that are sort of, they have a cult following, but not everybody talks about them as much
Yeah.
anymore. Like, I think Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I think that had a pretty good like return on the box office, you know. But
I
that
pretty
was
much saw that a year
what,
or two ago.
see, you're a little late bloomer on these things, I
I
feel.
am. Yeah.
Have you seen My Boyfriend's Back?
Yes, I own that one on Blu-ray.
We reviewed that for either 90s horror or, I think it was 90s horror. It was going to be either 90s horror or Hollywood Knockbusters because both of them, it fits in both. But I think I keep a lot of my horror stuff to like 80s, 90s, and horror film lovers, you know, stuff because,
Yeah.
I mean, might as well, you know. So these would, you know, Hollywood Knockbusters would mainly be the comedies and whatnot. I mean, our first episode of Hollywood Knockbusters was Encino Man, you know, like that just goes to show you the kind of stuff we like to talk about. That's just a,
Understandably.
yeah, right? It's a classic, you know.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I love that, and I love Son-in-Law, which I don't know if it's a Hollywood knockbuster or not. Most of Pauly Shore's movies
Never
might
seen
be.
Son-in-Law. I've seen Encino Man, but not Son-in-Law.
Never seen Son-in-Law?
I probably should.
It's pretty funny. It's a Thanksgiving movie, so watch it around
Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
I remember it's a Thanksgiving movie, but
Yeah, because it's set
for some
around
reason.
Thanksgiving break, I think. But it's got Tiffany Amber Thiessen after she was Kelly. But before she was Valerie, I think. So it was right before, so like right after Saved by the Bell, but I think, because I think she had still had long hair then, you know, and then she cut it. I'm not sure if she cut it for the Saved by the Bell college years or if she did it for her character Valerie on Beverly Hills 90210. Which, so weird that Tiffany Amber Thiessen was on Beverly Hills and was a very sexy, provocative character that, you know, she definitely did not play in Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Though I will always, like, always have a crush on her, no matter what. So, you know. So I'm gonna ask you this question. It has nothing to do with Freddy Got Fingered, just get ready. But what do you ever like, okay, so say there's a couple on TV that you like, say Zach and Kelly, you know. Do you ever get like emotional if like they break up and somebody starts dating like Kelly? or whatever. So I notice I start
Anyone
doing
who
that
doesn't invest
sometimes.
in relationships on long-running TV series.
What?
I think anyone gets invested in relationships on like long-running TV series.
I get so mad. Like, I would get mad at Kelly for dating some douchebag or whatever, or Zach for dating like everybody else, you know. And I guarantee that was the thing. Like Mark Paul Gosselaar was like, yeah, I don't want to just date Kelly, you know, I want to date everybody, you know, like I want to have a new girlfriend every freaking week, which, you know.
That's why people debate about, the Rory's Boyfriends and Gilmore Girls or Sex in the City or, those are the shows, I got really invested in. I was like, oh, come on, I like this boyfriend better than the other. Why you ended up with this one?
Uh-oh. I
Or
mean,
not at
Jared
all.
Padalecki or which one did you like of
I
the
like,
of Rory's?
the hell was the bad boy's name?
Oh God, I know who you're talking about too. He's
Not Jared Padalecki, who was fine, by the way, but not right for Rory. And the last one, God, I guess I don't want to watch Gilmore Girls. I can't think of fucking people's names.
what was his name? I know who you're talking about.
Jay, right? Not a J.
Are you talking about Jess?
Yeah,
Like
Jess.
Milo, Vinta,
Yeah,
whatever.
yeah. That
Oh.
was my favorite of her
Yeah,
boyfriends.
but he was such a dick at times. I couldn't get
At
into him.
times, but they were good for each other. They
I
weren't
don't,
like
I didn't, I didn't think so, but me personally,
But did
I
you like her last boyfriend who was like the rich asshole?
no. You know who I liked who was an asshole, but I still liked him was Chad Michael Murray in it, you know? But they never had him dating Rory because he was such a
No.
douche, you know. But I'm like, oh, Chad Michael Murray was such a cool, like back then he was like the hot guy, like he was the guy that was getting all the attention and
I've
stuff.
been
Like,
watching One Tree Hill. Actually, I need to get back into it. I've kind of fallen off of it.
that's right, he was in One Tree Hill.
Yes, he was.
I didn't really watch that. Maybe I'll
Really
have to
good.
check it out, but I didn't watch that because I think at the time that it came out, I just wasn't watching TV at the time, you know, just watching movies or whatever, just wasn't into television. And so I missed a lot of really good television back then. Well, the stuff I would watch, I'd watch things like Kevin Williamson TV shows and
Like
stuff. If I
Dawson's
knew,
Creek.
like, yeah, Dawson's Creek, but like,
Which
I.
I still, yeah, no way. Dawson and what's her name?
Oh no,
Together.
they weren't right for each other. Pacey
Oh my
and
God,
Joey
it
were
was
right.
so annoying. Yeah,
But
Joey. Both fine, but no. They got so irritating. They kept trying, and it was like, oh no. Like, just fucking no.
no.
Stay
Well,
straight. That's
I
not right.
mean, they were like the first loves, you know, kind of thing. And then
Yeah.
you know, I don't know. I'd always originally wished that Pacey would end up with Andy. But and whatnot, but they
I loved
really,
Andy. He was my favorite.
she was my favorite. Yeah, she was great. I met Kerr Smith actually, you know, who was Andy's brother Jack, McPhee, and fucking love him. He was on, you know, a bunch of stuff and everything. Like he was in Final Destination and a ton of other things. And great guy. And I wish I'd gotten an autograph. Like I wish I had brought my Cruel Intentions 3 DVD for him to sign. I think I did get a picture with him, or so.
That's
But
cool.
yeah, he was a really cool dude. And but the one I really had, like, I had a crush on that I could not wait to meet was Shalon Simmons. Oh, in fact, it got so bad that like the guy who ran Scares I Care knew I had a crush on Shalon Simmons, Joe Ripple, and he just kind of joked on me the whole time about it. Like, 'cause I'd be like, is she here? Is she here? You know, like I was. And then when I met her, I was like, she is super sweet. She was like the sweetest
That's
freaking
the
person.
best when they're actually, super sweet and
Her and
without.
Lachlan Monroe were next to each other, and they were just super nice. Like, they were just like, you know, and that was like one of the best conventions I'd ever gone to, honestly. So many great people on that that year, you know. And I like it when they bring people who I don't see at like every con. Like you have to bring Kane Hodder, but you know, it doesn't have to be like every single person you've seen in every other
Yeah,
con
from
all the
people who come
time.
outside of the box.
Yeah, so it's nice and whatever. So anyway, and it's also nice to have the regulars because some people still haven't met them yet, and whatnot. So
Always good to have a mix.
it's not all about me going to the con, but it is nice when I go to a con and I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to get the inner chat with that person and chat with that person. Like we talked about, I think we talked about one time D Wallace, and stuff.
Yeah.
So our conversation about D Wallace. So I mean, she was super sweet.
She
I
was
love her.
awesome.
Yeah. We both enjoyed work, because we talked about that on Popcorn, our Popcorn show. So let's see. So yeah, so I don't know what else was crazy about this Freddy Got Finger movie. Like what else?
25-year-old man, I can have a chicken sandwich if I want to.
It wasn't just a chicken sandwich, it was chicken burger, I think. R wasn't it? Like I because originally it was a chicken sandwich when he's at the dinner and he's like, I'll have a chicken sandwich. He was like, you'll eat whatever we make for you, and he takes it and gives it to like the dogs. And I'm
Yeah.
like, he was like, I'm a 28-year-old man. I can
Yeah,
eat a
28. I couldn't remember the fucking age. I
age.
said.
Like a 28-year-old man. I'm like, Tom Green, you are not 28.
That scene, yeah, I know. That's what makes it even funnier. That scene always makes me laugh so hard.
He's
There's just so
hilarious.
many great moments. I think this is one of the most quotable movies of all time.
I
I say
mean,
this, Borat. I mean, there's plenty of other, quotable movies, but those are the two movies I quote like a lot.
you so you quote this one. I can
I quote
see
the
some
quote a
of them
lot.
like proud, yeah.
I got my fingers crossed. I hope I get to Jobby, Freddy. I got my fingers crossed.
He sings everything all the time. Like
Backwards man, the backwards man. I can run back faster you can. Like, it's just so fucking quotable. It's so funny.
but it's so like skits that he probably
The
was gonna do for Tom Green show that he just decided to throw in this movie instead.
it skits in a movie and it works somehow.
Well, because it doesn't even feel like necessary because it's not necessarily real skits, right? It's not like
Yeah.
all of it. It's not like Monty Python, where now something completely different. You get a new skit, a new scene. It's like he does his Tom Green shit, and then people walk in. Like his dad will walk in when he has the suit on backwards, and it's like, oh, why are you using my suit? Or whatever. Or he's got the scuba gear in the fucking bathtub.
It's so bad it wrote. I'm pretending it's treasure. It went to the underwater crane. We can live like kings. It's just so fucking stupid. I love it.
So wait, you see, you quote this. Like, when do you quote this?
A lot of times, well, anytime I'm having a bad day, I watch this movie,
All
or just
right.
in general. And friends and I will just quote it. People will quote it, through Facebook, whatever. But sometimes if I'm with friends, I can throw out a couple quotes here and there, but most of them won't get it, so.
I
But
think
I
it was.
definitely try to quote it sometime.
So I think it was
Or I got
last season.
the tool. Like, it's so quotable.
I think it was last season I did the movie Brother Solomon because, and it was just like this where I hadn't seen it really, but God, my brain just went blank. I think
That
his name.
movie's an underrated gem.
See, that's the thing. Like, I can see you liking it,
Yeah. What
and
movie were they renting that they had to like
Amy.
return before they went to the hospital?
I don't remember, but Amy Lynn
It's
Woodall, she had seen it and she thought it was so bad that,
really.
yeah, but she wanted me to do it, right? Because I don't think she understood necessarily. Like, I think she thought I was just watching bad movies, like Hollywood movies. And that is an interesting idea. And I have done movies that are sort of bad because a lot of bombs are sort of bad. Like Super Mario Brothers is a bad movie, but nowadays it's a cult classic.
Yeah, I always
Back
enjoy
in the 90s, I hated that movie. Absolutely hated it. Now I look at it and I'm like, okay, they went a different direction than what people were expecting. And I
It's
think
very
that's.
ambitious for what it is, and it's not, I enjoy it.
And then I did like Double Dragon, which is like sort of the exact opposite, where I think I liked it more as a kid, but as an adult, I'm like, this is terrible, but it's still sort of fun enough where, I can see why people like it. So, but like, yeah. So Super Mario, I think I was like, as a kid, I was like, I want people going down pipes and, stomping on heads of,
You want the recent Super Mario Brothers movie.
Right, which was the cartoon, because it was really hard for them to do a live action
Exactly.
version of this without having most of the characters be CGI. Anyway, nowadays it's probably you could probably do a live action one. In fact, I always wanted to do one. I had an idea, and it's never probably going to happen, so I can mention it on here. I wanted to do Nintendo Land. It was gonna be like, you ever watch that show Captain N, the Game Master, where the kid gets sucked into the so this kid gets sucked into the Nintendo. His name's
Sounds
Max
familiar,
with
but I
his
can't.
dog, and they go to Nintendo Land, and in Nintendo Land they meet like a princess, Princess Peach or whatever it was, and they meet King Koopa, not King Koopa, King Hippo is one of the bad guys, and Mother Brain from I think it was Metroid, is the villain from Metroid, is voiced by the guy who did the voice of Audrey 2 in Little Shop of Horrors. And if you listen to it, Mother Brain is Audrey. Like, he doesn't. I'm guessing that's his like real voice or something, where it's like, I'm starving, right? And stuff. But he'll be like saying the same shit sounding, and you're just like, oh my God. So yeah, Captain N, if you get a chance to watch it, it's really
Yeah.
fun. It's cute. It's basically just what would happen if somebody were in a Nintendo Land where they have to meet Simon Beaumont from Castlevania, and they, and he's this just like this pretentious dick, and I love it because he's just like, he's so full of himself. He's arrogant and cocky. And I'm like, that's Simon? Like, I never thought of that. I never thought of him like that, But I wanted to do that, and then, but live action, and you get to meet Link, Super Mario, and Luigi, and all these people, but
So
like
many characters.
a human is helping them, save Nintendo Land because all of the bosses have teamed up, together to rule Nintendo Land, and so all the good guys have to band together to face them. That would be my idea. Would it
Yeah.
ever get made? Maybe as a cartoon now, if they wanted to kind of, if they eventually like make like a Avengers style thing with all the cartoons.
Wouldn't surprise Ed.
Well, because they've talked about bringing Zelda and Link into cartoon stuff, which I liked that cartoon. I don't know if you ever saw that, The Adventures of Legend of Zelda cartoon, but it's really funny. Real quick, his catchphrase, Link's catchphrase was, "Excuse me, princess." And you don't know how many times I said that to people, and people got mad at me.
Yeah.
Does not work in real life, people. No, only works if you're Link on a cartoon, And that was from the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. You ever seen that? Oh, Jesus. See, you're younger than me, so I can get it,
Also never got that into a lot of Nintendo stuff. I played it with my friends, but never had like the video games and stuff growing up, so got
I was a
into it.
Nintendo fanatic, so much so that I liked Sega too, because I got into like the Sega Genesis, Sega CD, and shit like that, and then stopped. I've owned a PlayStation, I've owned, a few other ones, but I never got into them. Like, I have like Sega and Game Gear and stuff like that. And then when I got to be an adult, I just had no interest in video games. Like, It's weird because everybody else seems to still be interested in fucking video games, as you know, there's a whole community on Twitch and shit, you know, for that.
Oh yeah, it's huge.
Not my thing. And I was not really that big into Tom Green Show, you know, didn't really watch that.
So what's
But
funny about me is I did things backwards. Yeah, I saw Freddy Got Fingered, and then I kind of got into the Tom Green Show. Saw the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie, then I got into the TV show. Saw the Jackass movie, then I got into the TV show. I've done everything backward.
I never really,
No
well,
exception.
say I never got into cartoons much, you know, right? So I wasn't really into, I would not have been an animator, you know, I would not have come up with the idea for, you know, the zebras of America, you know, zebras in America, you know, I just wouldn't have, that just wouldn't have been my, you know, my bag.
Yeah.
But like my brother loves cartoons still, and he will watch. He watches Aqua Teen Hunger Force. So when I got to interview that guy who played what's his name? Was he the meatball or was he the other guy?
Who, Master Shake or
I
the
think it was Master
Meatball?
Shake.
Dana Snyder?
Yeah, I got to meet Dana Snyder and I interviewed him. And I wasn't a, you know, like I didn't even know him that well, but we really didn't talk about Aqua Teen Hunger Force. We talked about as in independent films and stuff.
That's cool.
You know, yeah, that's more interesting to me. Like, oh
I'd love
man.
to have him do a Master Shake voice as a cameo in a movie or something.
In a
Just like on
movie.
a phone or something.
I'm
Or
sure
not
he.
even a Master Shake, but just some type of voice cameo, because Master Shake is like my favorite.
He was super nice and he was super funny. And he, when I interviewed him, he was. He didn't know me, right? So I said, you know, hey, is any chance I can interview you? And so my buddy was filming us and everything, and then he started taking the interview over.
That's
He started
awesome.
interviewing me, you know, and I was like, oh shit, I'm not ready for this. Okay, let's do it. You know, and it was fun. And then I go back to interviewing him because that's what I felt more comfortable with. I didn't want him interviewing me because this wasn't about me. This was, I wanted to talk to him, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was really cool. I liked him. But yeah, I never got into that. Like, I never watched animation stuff. So, but yeah, and I never watched Tom Green even after I watched Freddy Got Fingered. I think that really said I don't have no interest in watching the Tom Green show.
Again, it's not for everyone.
But you know who I did like that is sort of like Tom Greenish, you know, which is Andy Milonakis. But I've known
Animal
him before
Market
he was
shows good.
famous, you know,
Yeah.
before he was famous, he hosted my short film that I did called
Oh, really?
Outcast. Yeah, before YouTube existed, this is 2001, two, yeah, I think one. I shot a short film with my friends, and they're all high school kids that I knew. We shot this short film about a kid who gets kind of bullied. So he goes back home, grabs a gun, and goes to go shoot the bullies and stuff, and or at least one of the bullies. And but it was all to the song, by Avril Lavigne, her first famous song, not Skater Boy, but the one before that, fuck. Anyway, it was not something that should have been, you know, like
Yeah.
that shouldn't have been the song. Later, I did change the stuff to songs that were like a little bit more right, and then the Andy Milonakis did not like it as much because the whole point was it was bad, you know, because these are the wrong songs, and now you're actually trying to make it better, you know. And it's more fun when it's not better because then it just becomes sort of mediocre short, you know. But when it's really bad, you know, because everything's wrong. But
Yeah.
he was super cool, and I've always liked him. So and his show when that took off, man, was I like proud of that dude. I
Yeah,
was
that's
like,
awesome. That was
yeah,
great.
from Kimmel, like I was there watching Jimmy Kimmel when he was on that, you know, and kind of joking on what was that guy's name? the comedian Jay Moore, called him Jay Moron on the Jimmy Kimmel, to him, and made Jay laugh. Like, was not expected to come back from basically, well, who he called like a lesbian Rosie O'Donnell or something. That's what he called Andy Milonakis. So they were teasing each other. It was great. I don't know. I loved it. So yeah, I would love to work with Tom Green. Have you ever seen the movie Grind?
No, I should.
He's in that, like, briefly, but he's in it. It's a skate movie, and you can
Yeah.
tell he's a big skater, he
Yeah,
loves
I
skating.
remember reading that the studio didn't want him to actually do his own stunts like skateboarding and stuff because if he hurt himself or whatever, they'd lose the director and the actor.
Makes sense, but of course he's gonna do what he's gonna do.
Yeah, just gonna say he did what he did. But yeah,
Yeah.
I do know he was like a huge skater and whatnot.
Yeah, he loves skating, and so he played a guy who owned a skate park, in
Have to watch
Grind.
that one.
Yeah. But that has a huge cast of like random people who show up, and you're just like this movie where you're like, the fuck? And so I'm gonna do that for Hollywood Knockbusters sometime this year, I think. Because I'm doing it this year, and then next year I'm doing Out Cold, which is the snowboarding version of Grind, in my
Oh,
opinion.
yeah.
With Jason London, who's in both movies, but Jason London's the lead in Out Cold, and Zach Galifianakis is like first big role before
Oh, wow.
Hangover. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was great in that. Yeah. So, it was it this stuff is great. I can't I really badly love I loved watching this. Like, I love now I can say I've seen Freddy Got Fingered,
And it's
and so thank you, Madeline, for suggesting this, sort
I
of.
was gonna say, I feel like as much as I talk about this movie and how I always watch it and quote it and whatever on Facebook, people are like, okay, let me finally give this another chance. So,
Well, I
or
think
whatever.
you do that. So you do that with that and Taylor Swift, and so hopefully people go, oh, maybe I'll give Taylor Swift a chance.
I just had someone comment on a recent post and say, by how much I post them about her, that they're starting to gain some respect for her. I'm like, yes.
Well, good for her.
Yes.
All right, everybody. This will be out on Wednesday, so I'm really excited to put this out and. Thank you. Thank you so much, Maddie. This has been.
If you haven't watched Freddy Got Fingered,
Well, if
then
you
watch.
hadn't watched it, we could sort of spoil a lot of it, but you still need to watch it. You
I was
need
gonna
to check it
say,
out.
no matter how much we spoil, you're still gonna be surprised by half the shit that happens in this movie because
Yeah,
it's
because
so
I don't
ridiculous.
think we didn't
There's
go through
so much.
everything that was. And I didn't want to go through everything that happened because there's so much, like, I want left up to people that will go watch. There's a lot of crazy shit. What?
Japan 4.
Yeah. So go check it out. Let us know what you guys think. If you don't like Freddy Got Fingered, I totally understand.
So do
This
I.
is not for everybody. In fact, like I said, I almost was like this close to like, oh, man, do I really have to watch this? Can I message Madeline and say, maybe we should not do this and find something else. But I stuck it through because that's what I do for most things, even if I don't like it. I stick through it, and I was glad I did
I'm
because,
glad you did too.
yeah, it got better and weirder and wackier. And at times, I was just like, I don't know what I'm watching, but I'm
Yep. And
watching
that's
it.
how I felt. Like I said, when I first watched it, I was kind of like, fuck. And it just grew on me. And now it's one of my favorites. So give it
It.
a chance.
Hopefully it grows on everybody, but
Yes.
we'll see. All right, everybody. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Hope you guys enjoyed this movie. Let me know what you guys think when you get the chance. And yeah, thank you, Madeline. This is awesome. So
Thank you
really appreciate this.
for having me.
Join us next month for a brand new episode. Let me see. I'll announce what it is, what it's supposed to be. We'll see if that's what happens. 'Cause, Sometimes
Yeah,
things
for
don't work out the way you want it to. But I think next pod episode will be Foxfire. An older movie that Chris O'Brocky sort of
sure.
talked about, so I know you know Chris, right? A mermaid Christian,
Yeah.
Did you know, like, yeah, I think I mentioned my brother earlier, but like my brother watched that At Midnight show, and I was tuning in one day, and Chris O'Brocky shows up in like one of the questions or whatever, or the little things. And this was back when
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick was running it, and he was talking about, name an occupation that this guy would have or something like that, whatever it was, that they're supposed to make jokes about him and everything. I'm like, go, fuck, that's Chris. That's Chris O'Brocky. I know that guy. And my brother goes, you know that guy? I'm like, yeah, I'm like really good friends with him, And he was like, really? How do you know that guy? I'm like, he's from like Maryland or something, like he's close by, like he's not too far away, He's just like an actor, and stuff. So yeah, Chris O'Brocky, we love you, man. And so I'm looking forward to, I think this will be my first time having him on my shows. So
That's awesome.
yeah, well, he was talking about Foxfire. I looked it up and I was like, oh, this, I think this was a sort of a movie that sort of fell off the radars and whatnot. And I think it bombed. So I didn't know anything about it, and it looks kind of cool. So I'm like, I haven't watched it yet, but I will before the show. So join us next month for a brand new episode of that. And till then, everybody, have a good one.
All right.
Bye.